Hello, and welcome to another GetGreatEnglish.com podcast. And today, I'd like to talk about crime. Crime is something that everybody has to deal with every day, because all societies have some crime. So, we have petty crimes, such as theft and minor fraud. We also have more serious crimes like violence, murder, and we also have serious crimes like fraud. I said there's minor fraud, but there's also major fraud. This is often called corporate crime or white collar crime, where people who run businesses steal a huge amount of money from the business and cause people to lose their jobs. And, when that happens, other people do have very bad things happen in their lives. So one of the reasons I wanted to talk about crime is because I want to talk about punishment. So sometimes it seems that punishment doesn't always fit the crime. For example, if somebody murders somebody, how long should they spend in prison? Or should they get the death penalty? So I personally don't believe in the death penalty, but a lot of people do. And also, I've never had anybody I know be murdered. So I don't know whether it's good for me to judge whether someone should get the death penalty or not. But, as my beliefs go, personally, I'm against it. However, other people debate, well, if one person kills another, what's to stop them killing somebody else? They should be killed as punishment for their murder. There are different opinions, and that's all it is. It's an opinion, who's right and who's wrong. But we have a lot of people who are committing crimes, and sometimes it's difficult to know whether punishments do fit the crime. So, for example, should a person who commits a major crime in the news get a very long prison sentence if nobody dies as a result of their crime? For example, if a member of the Enron board who committed a huge fraud and caused the company to go bankrupt and caused lots of job losses, if they went to prison, and they did, should they serve a long prison sentence or should they serve a shorter prison sentence than a murderer? It's a very, very difficult decision to make. So we need to think about what's an appropriate punishment. So is it suitable to give people a long prison sentence if they haven't actually killed anybody, or if they haven't committed any violent acts? Is it appropriate to show people that you won't have a serious prison sentence if you commit a serious crime? So, for example, if someone committed fraud and got released quite quickly, does this send a good message to other people? So we don't always use punishment just to punish the people who have committed crimes. We sometimes use it as a deterrent or something to stop other people from committing crime. If you've got any ideas about things like this, please feel free to leave a comment, or comment on the Google Plus post on the Google Plus page, or on my own personal Google Plus page. Or you could leave a comment on the Facebook page. Follow the Facebook page, in fact. Just click the like button. You could follow me on Twitter at GetGreatEnglish.com. And feel free to subscribe to the blog by email. There's a little box on the website. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you think. Thank you very much for listening to this GetGreatEnglish.com podcast. Bye.